They never told us that an ura of a raven is mutter to eat, you're allowed to eat it. In other words, they did not add to what the Torah says, like Rashi says. So who needs them? We know the Torah Shaviktav, so who needs the Rabbanan? Somebody says like that, that's called an apikuris or a megalopon of Batera. Rava said like this, Rava, ki avi maisit reifusa, tevei binyamin kaimei, when the binyamin, this doctor, when he ever had a shayla of a treifa, he had animals, so he had a shayla with the treifa or not, so he used to bring it in front of Rava. So Rava used to answer him back and tell him, ki avi chazi beitaim aletero, when Rava would say that this animal is heter, it's mutter, it's not a treifa, omalu, he would make sure to tell this binyamin, you look like you're making fun, you do not need us. Look, I'm being matter for you. I'm telling you it's okay. It's as if I'm telling you an erev, like something you thought was asa, I'm telling you it's mutter. And another time, that an animal will come to Rava from this doctor Binyamin, and Rava would see a sword to say that it is a treifa. There's a neck, there's a hole in the lung, there's a hole in the brain. So he saw a timely surah. Omalu, he made sure to tell this Binyamin, Techsei deko asana locho yoyna, come and look that I'm doing something for you. I'm like telling you, like an example, like the yoyna is also. Like the animal is a cow, you're allowed to eat it, but now that I found the tray for it's also. So you see, you do need us, we help you out, you need the Rabbanim. Rav Papa Omar, Kagoyin di Omar, Hani Rabbanim. Papa says, not the curses. Someone does not give respect to the Chomim. He just says Lashon of the army, they say, these rabbis. That's not a nice expression. They just said, going, honey, rabbonin. He should have said, like, the chosh of a rabbonin. So the Gemara says, Rav Pop himself, Ishtali, once forgot himself. The Yom, when he said, to going, honey, rabbonin. He himself, like, saw this, like these rabbonin. And the Yisyoi Betanisa, he felt bad about it, so he's Makabal to sit in the pines. Why the Gemara said this, I'm not sure, but it was like, that's teaching us a tikkun, like if you did, the more you could forget yourself, every more silly also, that this, you started the Gemara, this person is called an apikuris, or megala ponematera, doesn't mean it happens one time. It means the person is fluent, he's always acting this way. Because if it happens just one time, that's not so bad. I'm not showing that's from a couple. Like it happened to a couple also, once forgot himself, and he did tshuva, that's not so bad. We're talking about now that people always act this way. Levi bar Shmuel, Rafuna bar Chia, have become Mesakni Metavchais Sifre Devei Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda's based in Medrash in his shul, they were fixing the matlach, the covers of the Sifre Torah. They were fixing them. Kimoto Megillat Esther, when they came and they found the Megillat Esther, Amri, they said, this one's not so chashiv. It's the least of them all, and it doesn't even need a cover, that they were saying. Some say because it's a machlekes in the Gemara, where the Megillah says there's metama yudayim enat. So they held like the mandiyam of Megillah says that this kisvi akedish is not even metama yudayim. So therefore you're allowed to touch it. The reason why we're not supposed to touch a sefer Torah or the kisvi akedish is because it's metama yudayim. But they held that Megillah Esther, the Raman the Yomel, was not Matami Yadayim. So they figured you don't have to have a cover for it. So Amalhu, they said to them, Ki Haigavna Nami Mechsek Yapikurusa. You say something like this, you also look like an Apikurus. It's like saying like something is not so Choshev. What do you mean? It's one of the Chavdalat Svarim. It is Choshev Megillah Esther. You come up with a new thought to say it's not so important. It does not need a cover. That's like despising a kisvi hakodesh. That's also considered an apikuris. Rav Nachman Omar Zer Hakover Rabbi Bishmoy. Know what an apikuris is? Also, he doesn't have enough respect for his rebbe that he calls him in his own name. He doesn't call him rebbe. Just calls him Yaakov. He calls him by his name. That's called an apikuris. Means you don't have enough respect for the Torah, for your rebbe. How come Gechazi got his punishment? And the punishment here is talking about, like in our mission, it says that Gechazi is one of the four people that lost his chelik l'olam abo. The reason is, he called his Rebbe in his name. According to this Mandiyam, it's like an apikuris. And our mission says an apikuris is Engel Chilik Noelam Abo. That's why Gechazi lost his portion in Noelam Abo. Shemel Postik says in Melochim that Vayoyma Gechazi, Adoyni Yamelech, said my master the king, Zoy Tisha, the Zeb, no, this is the lady, this is a child, Asher Hechi Elisha, that Elisha brought him to life again. And he didn't say his Rebbe Elisha, just said Elisha, just called him by his name. So because of this, so again, I don't know if it only happened one time, it could be happened a few times, the apostle just says it once. But it could be he was robbed of the kach, therefore it was called an apikaris, and ain't lochem
to
olam
abo. Is that only your Rebbe? Suppose he's not here.
Right, huh? Yosef Rav Yirmiyah Kaimed Rav Zeru. The Yosef, he was sitting in the corner and he said like this. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohitzi Nachum Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. That means the Moshe Mashiach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out or make a river flow out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Olav Kominim Megadim. And on that river will be, all good things will be on it. Rashi says, Komini Peris Mesukonim. All sweet fruits will be coming out of that river. Shneem the Pasuk says, V'il HaNachal Yale Al Svosai Mizeh Mizeh Kol Eitz Maichel, all good fruits. Its leaves will not rot away, and its fruits will not end. Every month you'll have new crop. Because this water is coming out from the Mikdash, means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Its fruits will be for food, and its leaves you could use for a refuah, for medicine. Oh, Malayahu Saba, so a certain older person was there and said, Yasha, very good. One place I think Fayy says, never says, Who Saba means Eliyahu Anavi. And he said, Yasha, very good, I agree to this. V'cheinam Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon also said the same way. The word Yasha, the girl takes out. Yechon said, the Mar says, V'cheinam Rav Yechon. So, Oh, Malayahu Rav Yimel Rav Zera, Ki Agav no Mechsea Apikarusa, and he asked Rashi like a question. When the Gemara says, V'cheinam Rav Yechon, he also said like that. Is that respectful to say this way? Is that respectful to the first man the Yom or not? If it's not respectful, it looks like an apikaris. An apikaris now is saying means someone that does not give enough respect to the Chachamim. So if the first man the Yom has said this memra, and now the Gemara brings down and says, V'cheinam Rav Yechonon, the question like, is that called respectful or not? Omalei said yes. That's okay. He's bringing a proof to you. That's called respectful. You've made a statement, and now I come and say, you know, I have a proof for you that so-and-so also said like that. That's okay. I'm not like despising you. I'm giving you a proof. That's okay. Eli Shmilucha, but if you heard a case that's not respectful, Hor Shmilucha, this is the case. Kihodi Yosef Rabbi Yechonon for Kadorish. Rabbi Yechonon was sitting down and dashed like this. That Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avi Avonim Toivois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually bring to us great stones, Avonim Toivim, good stones, Omagolius and pearls, shame shloishim al shloishim amos. You know how big these pearls and diamonds will be? They'll be 30 by 30 amos. Tremendous. 30 amos, that's 60 feet by 60 feet. Will have a nice pearl. The chokak bon or kagav inside it, eser 10 amos, brum eser by 20 amos. Omamidim b'shar Yishlayim. That's the way Hashem will make the gates of Yishlayim from such nice big stones. Shinema the Pasuk says, Vesamti Kakor Shimsha Sayech, that's one type of a stone, I'll make your Rashi's Evan Toivo, that's his name, that the windows will be made from this, Ushorayech Liavni Ektach, and your gates will be made from another great stone, from Ektach. So that's what the Yechon was dashing. So there was a Talmud, Ligla Lolov Oisei Talmud, one Talmud started to laugh at him, or in his heart he started to laugh. Omer he said, Hashta Kibbe Yusuf Yitzusla, just madach by an egg of a small bird. Loi mashkechinon, we don't find a pearl that big or a diamond that big. Today we don't even find a diamond as big as the egg of a small chicken. Kulei hai mashkechinon, you're going to tell me you're going to find such a big pearl 30, 60 feet by 60 feet? He didn't believe it. What happened was, liyamim in a few days, hefligus finosa bayam. This Talmud went on a ship, they went on the ocean. Chaz yunu, we saw it in the middle of the ocean, lamal chi ashoris. The Kominasri, Avonim, Toivus, and Magolius. They were carrying or bringing out big stones, good stones, Magolius pearls. Omlus, the Talmud said to them, Hani Laman, who are these four? Amri, so the Malachim said, Osana Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahamid B'Shar Yishlayim. Hashem is going to put such big stones to make the gates of Yishlayim. So now the Talmud believed it. Now he's certain he believed it. So Kihodim, when he went back to the yeshiva next month, Ashkechel Rabbi Yechanan, he met Rabbi Yechanan, the Yosef HaKadorish. Then again Rabbi Yechanan is giving another shir, again Dashani, is Omalei. So now the Talmud says to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi, Dorish Ulechon No Lidrish. Very good, Gesundheit, keep on Dashani, and I agree 100% what you're saying. Why? Kishem Shomata Kach Risi. The same way you Dashan last month, that there'll be such big stones, I saw them, and now I believe you. So Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan got angry at this person, and said, Reka, you empty head. If you do not see, you will not believe me. Why not? I'm telling you, is malagleg al divrei chachamim, it comes up and you're laughing, you're making fun of what the chachamim say, you don't believe us. If so, that's what you are. So Yoyev be'ein Rabbi Yechanan looked at him with his eyes, gave him an ayin ra, looked at him, v'yoso gal shel atzamis. That's always the curse of a chacham. He has the power to make someone turn into a gal, a pile of bones. That means he was burnt. He was burnt up. Later, I have a question like this. Later, I have a question. It says in the pasuk, "V'olech etzem kamim miyos." I'll take you upwards, standing up. Reb Meir Reimer, Mosayim Amo. You know how big will be? It'll be 200 amos. Kishtei kaimish l'adam rishon. That's twice the height of Adam rishon. He was only 100, and. Rashi says, "Stay kaim shodim rishon," right? Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer Kufam no longer be 100 amos. Kineged Heichol v'Kesolov, will be at the height of the Heichol and Kesolov of the Beis Hamikdash. So it comes out that the Beis Hamikdash will be 100 amos tall. Shemar it says, "Asher binyonai kinetiyim migdolim binureihem with the children binoseinu kizovius mechaytvois." Tavnis Heichel, that's how big Heichel will be. So, how can Rabbi Yechanan say, it'll only be like 10 by 20, here it's the mashma, the Heichel will be 100 amos. So how can you say the stone Hashem will carve out a stone to make it the height of 10 by 20, it should be 100? So my answer is, Ki kama Rabbi Yechanan lechviyah devezika. It means for the window that they'll have there in the Beis Hamikdash for wind to come in, levezika. So that window will only be 10 amos by 20 amos. So that was the stone that Hashem is making for that window. Ma'av yaleilus rufa. What does it mean that the leaves are rufa? Reb Yitzvah b'arvadim li Reb Chizda, machlekes. Chadoma lahata peh shemala. It will be a refuah, it will be a medicine for what? For the peh shemala, the people that can't talk. If they'll eat that, they'll be able to talk. V'chadam alahata peh shumato means an isha that can't become pregnant should be able to be pregnant. It manami chizkiyam alahata peh ilmun, to open up the mouths of the dumb. Well, kaporu om alahata peh akoris, for the unbarren ladies, they'll become opened. Reb Yechanan oma lisrufa mamish, it means no, lisrufa means medicine. My lisrufa, Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni oma lisoye ponim shabali peh, to give a nice face, to brighten their face, shobali apeh, for the people that learn Torah with all time and use their mouth. Like we'll soon see, they don't look so nice sometimes, so this leaves will brighten them up. Dorosh Reb Yudah Reb Simon, called like this more now, called a mashkir ponav al divrei Torah. Somebody like blackens his face, means his whole time, his effort is putting into learning, he can't take care of himself that much. So his face maybe doesn't shine that nice. It's a blush like it's black. But in this world, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mavik Siyun in Olam Abo. In Olam Abo, Hashem will brighten up his face. Sounds like there's more before, that's the olay of those leaves coming out from the river that comes from the Kodesh Kodashim, they will brighten up his face. Shedevan the Pesach says, Mareyo Kalavonon Bocha Karozim. His looking will look like the sun, like the moon, and it'll be strong like the rosim, like the cedar trees. Omer Rav Tamchum Barchan Eloi, Kol Hamarav Atzmol Divrei Torah Be'olam Hazeh. Someone that starves himself means he's always learning. He has no time even to make himself food. In this world, Hashem will make him, give him plenty in Olam Haba. Hashem says, you'll be satisfied, you'll be filled. Kiyosti Rav Dimi Yomar. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litein Kol Tzadik Tzadik Moli Yomsoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give back reward to every tzadik a handful. A handful of Hashem's toivah he'll give to everybody. Rashi says, "Molei chayftosh la kodesh brocha toivah." Whatever that means, he'll give him a handful of good. Shenemar Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamas Lonu. Hotel Yeshua Seinu Selo. Like Yamas Lonu will give, like a handful, Hashem will give us. Omulay Abaya, the Chiev Shalom Ken, is it possible to say this? Like how could we receive a handful from Hashem, whatever that means, but a handful of Hashem is a tremendous amount. But like Fanem, the Pasuk says, Ki Moda Visholoi, Mayim Vishamayim Vizeris, Tikoim. Hashem created the whole world, Shemayim, those Shemayim, Vizeris Tikoim. Zeris is the span between your thumb and your first finger. So this is this, in Hashem's span, this much. He created the whole Shemayim, so you can imagine how much old handful would be. So we're not able to accept such a present. Omri said, my timer, what's bothering you? No, he said, my timer is Shechichas Bagarata. How come you're not used to, you're not fluent in Agarata? You shouldn't ask such a question. The Yamim Marav, he said in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmei the Rav, name of Rav. The name of Rav Bamori. That also the Kodesh Baruch Hu Liten Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik Gimel Neyois V'Asara Olamas. Every single tzaddik will receive 310 worlds. So he asked the question also, how could we receive a world? We're a small person in this world. How could we receive 310 worlds? Elamayo, it would be, it could be. Shem and the Pasuk says, Laham Chol Oyavai Yesh. Hashem will give his lovers Yesh. That's Gematria 310. We are Tzrasei Mamale, and I'll fill up their warehouses. So Yesh, the word Yesh, is Begematria Tlos Meya V'Yasara, Heavy. It's 310. So you see, it's possible. We don't know what will be then. It'll be tremendous later. Tani Lager of Meya Reimer. The Nida Shad Moided Moided in Loy. The same way you act, the story is called Nida Kenegan Mida, Hashem repays you. This is the Pasuk says, Sasa B'Shocha to Revenu. The same weight that you use, they use back on you. Amr of Yeshua. The Chiev Shalom Ken is a possible to say this way. Adim Noisein Molei Amusai Leoni Be'elam Azeh. A person gives a handful, let's say, of money to a poor person in this world, like Kodesh Baruch Hu Noisein Molei Amusai Leoni Be'elam, like how is that possible? That Nidhi Kenegan Nidhi, like Hashem's hand is so much bigger than our hand. So how could that be called Nidhi Kenegan Nidhi? I will say the Pasuk says, Shemayim Azeres Tikoin. Hashem created the Shemayim with a span between his thumb and the finger. So how could we receive, it's not called Midi Keneged Midah. V'yato, so he said back, V'yato, he, Emekin, don't you agree to me? I'll tell you like this, Eizel Midam Ruba, what's a greater Midah, reward, payback? Midas Toiva Maruba, or Midas Pronis? Hashem pays back punishment, or pays back reward? Everybody knows every Yoyna. Midah Toiva Maruba, and Midas Pronis. The payment back of